Today, ASIC, OTC derivatives, and the big rip-off. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post, covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The Australian Securities and Investment Commission, or ASIC, released an interesting report today relating to the over-the-counter derivatives market. This is a fast-growing and highly risky segment of the financial markets, with many individuals being sold a pup. They recently conducted a review of 57 retail derivative issuers to gauge the size of the industry, the products offered, and the risks posed to investors. Their findings are concerning, especially those relating to a lack of clarity around pricing and misleading claims about profitability in marketing material. Many retail customers may be walking into these products without understanding the risks. Some of the practices within the industry and claims they make are just frankly dodgy. ASIC said poor practice, including misleading marketing material, unclear pricing methodologies, inadequate risk management practices, inadequate monitoring of counterparties and inappropriate referral arrangements were all on the agenda. ASIC says that among the products offered by issuers, margin foreign exchange was the largest and most common, with 55 issuers and the highest transaction volumes and turnover. CFDs, or contracts for difference, came in second, with index CFDs the most popular offering, followed by single stock equity and commodity CFD trading. CFD trading, by the way, means people can speculate on the rising or falling prices of fast-moving global financial markets or instruments such as shares, indices, commodities, currencies, and treasuries. New to the market in Australia, cryptocurrency CFDs are now being offered by some issuers. However, the price of these products is extremely volatile because of fluctuations in the underlying cryptocurrency assets. Adding leverage further magnifies this volatility. Pricing and hedging risk from underlying cryptocurrency assets can also be difficult. Issuers that offer cryptocurrency CFDs need to make sure, ASIC said, that their clients understand the pricing and risks associated with these products. They also need to make sure that they have adequate risk management frameworks and capital to deal with these risks. ASIC identified 9 issuers offering binary options. They say that binary options typically offer the least transparency in terms of underlying pricing, strike prices, and payout structures. They said that issuers who offer binary options to retail investors have obligations to make sure that their clients know and understand how these products are priced before they purchase them. So we have binary options, where 80% of traders are unprofitable, CFDs, where 72% of traders are losing money, and margin foreign exchange transactions, where 63% of traders are unprofitable. This is scary, given the whole sector is growing with an annual turnover of $11 trillion and handling more than $2 billion in clients' money. Within the sector, 97% of the more than 450,000 customers are retail. In other words, individuals deciding to take a flutter on the market, because this is really akin to gambling. And more will lose than gain, to the profit of more sophisticated traders and market makers, and to the entities offering these trading services. The turnover was broken down into $8.5 trillion in margin foreign exchange, $2.3 trillion in contracts for difference, and $453 billion in binary options. And around 49% of transactions are foreign exchange, 43% are CFDs, and around 8% are binary options. And in transaction terms, 164 million were in margin FX, 36 million in CFDs, and 35 million in binary options. In terms of risks in the system, As well as market-related ones, ASIC says that approximately one-third of issues are reliant on related parties for pricing and hedging services. So as a result, these issuers may pose a greater credit risk to retail investors, as all market risk is concentrated in a single counterparty, often located outside Australia. A few issuers have also started to provide wholesale liquidity services to other entities in the industry, or have allowed third parties to white label their products. White labeling is when one firm buys another firm's products and then markets them as if they were their own. They say that 25 retail OTC derivative issuers were also using client money to hedge their positions with clients, or had indicated in their product disclosure statements that they may do so. This is despite the rule which came in on the 4th of April 2018 to prohibit this practice. Finally, referrers often get to receive a commission, which may even be volume related. And therefore, where referrers provide financial product advice, they risk these payments breaching the ban on conflicted remuneration. They must also hold an appropriate financial services license. So the bottom line is this: be very careful with these derivative offerings, which are being sold quite widely as a perfect, quote, low risk, unquote, way to make money. If they sound too good to be true, they probably are. And it's worth remembering that for everyone who makes money in trading, someone else will lose by the same amount. You may well lose your shirt in the process. As always, if you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or question. If you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.